it does go a long way to providing the borough with additional assets and resources.
The House okays a Haynes land provision that would double total acreage. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Tara Bicknell. That story and more, up next. With only a few days left in the permanent fund dividend filing period, the division says they expect about 50,000 last-minute filers in Alaska. Applying that ratio locally would mean about 250 Northern Lynn Canal residents will file between now and the end of the period on March 31st. For the Rasmussen Foundation's Jordan Marshall is looking at a different number. He wants to know how many more people will make charitable contributions to Pick, Click, Give.
Our hope on the Pick, Click, Give team that every single one of those 50,000 individuals will decide to make a donation through the online charitable contributions process, which is available to everyone who files online.
The state's charitable contributions program is in its second year, and Marshall says donations are almost twice as numerous as last year.
Last year, for example, we saw 5,100 individuals making pledges of charitable contributions to organizations on the list, many of which reside in Haynes. The numbers thus far this year, as of this morning, we've seen nearly 7,900 people pledging. So we're on track to see, if all goes well, nearly doubling in the amount of people who've made pledges.
183 donations have been offered to the 9 Haynes, Skagway, and Klukwan organizations on the official list, all of which are nonprofit organizations or community foundations that serve area residents.
You know, I look at the list, the Haynes organizations that are on the list, Chilkat Valley Preschool, Friends of Recycling, the Haynesboro Public Library, Animal Rescue Kennel, Hospice of Haynes, KHNS, Shelvin Museum, Cultural Center, Watershed Council. We contacted a number of the organizations to find out what, in fact, organizations were doing with the charitable organizations, and we got feedback from a number of organizations. And those conversations reveal that even the smallest of donations were put to good use. Most of the organizations on the list consider $25, $50, $75, $100 donations to be unrestricted gifts, to be windfall. Those are the funds that don't come from grants, but instead are coming from individuals who say, hey, you could use it for whatever you need. And most of the time, organizations are struggling to find operating funds, and so they're used for things that helps support the organization, keep it moving forward.
Pick, Click, Give was enabled by a bill sponsored by Representative Bill Thomas and is designed to bring more money to Alaska's small communities.
It's amazing what the nonprofit sector does in Alaska. Folks are receiving food and shelter, education. There are people who are, look out for our animal friends, and folks benefit from many services of many different kinds.
The first few days of the PFD filing period were marred with technical problems, withholding the chance to donate from an unknown number of people. Marshall says the division is making a special extension for those people to donate, but not file.
The Permanent Fund Dividend Division has created a second chance for all filers for the 2010 PFD. And here's the deal. The first week, there was some technical problems with individuals' ability to file online. Turns out that the remedy is in. Between the dates of April 5th and May 31st, everybody who filed online will have an opportunity to go back in through the PFD website and make additional contributions. They can make changes to existing contributions, make new contributions. And if you happen to have filed your application online and didn't make a donation, it is possible for everyone, every single Alaskan who filed online, to go in during the 7 weeks between April 5th and May 31st to make changes to their donation designation. Key point, there is absolutely zero chance that changing your donations will have any impact on your timely filed PFD. Everybody's got to file by March 31st.
To file a PFD, go to pfd.state.ak.us. More information about the charitable contributions program is at pickclickgive.org.
This is a separate site. The state has its own PFD application site. The pickclickgive.org website is a year-round site. It's an educational and informational site. It has frequently asked questions. It has press releases about the program. It has the list of this year's eligible organizations. You'll have an opportunity if you go to the off-state site, pickclickgive.org, to review all the organizations ahead of time and decide which ones you want to support, so that when you make your application online at the PFD division, you could do it a little bit more quickly.
Since the program is only in its second year, Marshall says they're working with legislators to make changes to the program, including trying to extend it to more years.
Together, we have presented some enhancements for consideration in the Alaska State Legislature this year. Among them include some clarification on which organizations would be eligible and expanding it to some that seem to have met the intent of the original law but were not eligible. But we also expect that if it is if this amendment to the existing law is passed, that we'll see the Pick, Click, Give program extended into the future. The original law was included a 3-year sunset, and among the things that we're working with Representative Thomas to accomplish is lifting that sunset and allowing for the program to reach beyond 2011. So I'm very hopeful that it will be met favorably, and we'll be able to continue to make fantastic changes in the state through individual contributions to the causes we care about.
Haynesboro land acreage would double with the approval of legislation passed by the Alaska State House this week. Representative Bill Thomas worked with Wrangell's Peggy Wilson to add Haynes to the bill, which would grant new land entitlements to both boroughs.
This the opportunity came along to get about 3,100 plus acres, so we took the advantage and worked with Representative Peggy Wilson from Wrangell and put our land provision on her bill, and it worked.
The Department of Natural Resources Land Entitlement Program assists the formation of new local governments by giving land grants. However, Haynes and Wrangell are undercompensated at this point. The bill that passed the House Wednesday identifies the number of acres that the borough can apply for, but doesn't select the locations.
It does go a long way to providing the borough with additional assets and resources.
Haynes Borough Manager Mark Ernest has been working with Thomas to identify areas of eligible land.
And the process that was used to arrive at that number was working with the Department of Natural Resources and identifying what's referred to as VUU lands, or vacant, unappropriate, and unreserved lands within the borough. Most of the borough lands are under state management of one form or another, or federal management, and those lands are not eligible for selection under this program. And so basically it was just trying to find, you know, basically scouring the borough for any lands that could qualify for selection. And that was how we came up with the total acres, as well as identifying potential sites.
The parcels now selected are in 4 different areas near the borough. They consist of 1,300 acres at Lynn Sisters, a little more than 900 acres at Excursion Inlet, about 580 acres on the east side of Chilkoot Inlet, and 320 acres in William Henry Bay.
Part of the process here is to identify lands and also identify uses. A lot of this was accomplished through the Northern Southeast Area Plan. And generally, the lands that were selected would fall under designations such as general use, public facilities, dispersed recreational, and settlement, which would mean potential housing development. Dispersed recreational would be low impact recreational activities or designations for, you know, things like hiking or kayaking, tent camping, that sort of thing. And public facilities are potential light industrial, you know, docks and that sort of thing. And the eastern Excursion Inlet properties could qualify under that designation.
Ernest added that any development would have to be environmentally sound, since the land may fall under watershed protection. Ernest plans to visit some of these properties this summer as the borough continues through the land selections process. The legislation heads to the Senate next and must be signed into law by the governor. The borough has until October of next year to make their final selections before the choices go to the state for review. In the meantime, Ernest says amendments to area plans may be necessary, as well as more discussion with DNR about the Lynn Sisters site, which has been identified as a potential state marine park site. Part of that process will involve a public feedback period and public discussions among borough entities.
This will follow a very public process, undoubtedly involve the various committees and commissions of the borough, as well as the assembly. I'm anticipating that planning commission, commerce committee, and And I'm sure others will be engaged in this process to identify potential uses and determine whether which of these properties are desirable and then pursuing the steps that are laid out by the state of Alaska in this process.
Thomas and Ernest agree that this is just a step in the process to complete the formation of the Haines Borough, since the provision is still short of the number of acres eligible through the state program.
Well, I don't think it completes the government because you're entitled to 10% of the land mass in the borough, and you've got 280-some-thousand acres of state forest and 50,000 some of Bald Eagle Pacific. So most of the land in Haines was already dedicated and would, so Haines would need at least 30,000 acres if one were to say that they were to get the full entitlement. But since all that land's been dedicated, there was nothing they can do. But, well, we have to keep watching and see what we can do and what we can't do. And it's going to be hard because I've been here, be going on 6 years, and this is the first time that this opportunity like this came along.
Reporting for KHNS, this is Tara Bicknell. It's your news. If you have an idea for a story, email us. We're at news@khns.org.